listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
In our time in God's Word today, I want to speak to you from John chapter 6, starting at verse 5. We're talking about the fourth of seven signs in the Gospel of John, this one about bread from heaven. So again, John chapter 6, beginning now at verse 5, where we read, "Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, 'Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?' But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little.' One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, 'There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?' And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and then the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, 'This is truly the prophet who has come into the world.'" Again, this is from John chapter 6, verses 5 through 14. At the height of Jesus' ministry in the region of Galilee, Jesus taught the huge crowds of people that followed him. And on this one occasion, recorded in John chapter 6, Jesus saw the great multitude coming towards him, and he decided to do something to bring food to these thousands of people. Now, if you have to prepare lunch for thousands of people, where do you begin? Jesus began by asking the disciples a question. Now, of course, he knew all along what he wanted to do. It wasn't as if Jesus needed suggestions from his disciples to solve a problem that he couldn't figure out. Yet, he brought the question to the men he called to follow him, wanting to teach them something, about a deeper trust in God. Specifically, Jesus challenged Philip, asking him, "Where shall we buy bread that these might eat?" Now, in his record, John specifically told us he said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Part of the test was an invitation to the disciples so that they might participate in the work of Jesus. You see, even when he has everything figured out and planned ahead of time, Jesus still wants his people to help him in the work. Aren't you glad about that? Yet, Philip the disciple understood the problem. Where do you get enough bread to feed so many people? Their problem was in two parts. First, they did not have the resources to feed the multitude, either the bread itself or the money to buy the bread. Second, even if they did have the money, it would be impossible to purchase enough bread to feed them all. Philip's knowledge of the situation was accurate, you might even say impressive. He rightly understood that it would take a lot of money to feed them. 200 denarii, that's more than 6 months' wages. But those facts were useless in getting the problem solved. We often clutter our minds with useless facts that do no good in seeing God's work done among us. But Philip wasn't thinking in terms of what God could do. Instead, he thought in terms of money, and how much money it would take to do God's work, even in a small way. He said that every one of them may have a little. You know, we often limit God in the same way. They were able to find 5 barley loaves. Now, barley was always regarded as simple food. It was better for feeding animals than people. And in the Talmud, there's a passage where one man says to another, "There is a fine crop of barley." And another man answers, "Tell it to the horses and donkeys." You see, 5 barley loaves isn't much to work with, but God doesn't need much. Little is much when we put it into the hands of Jesus. Yet Jesus waited until something was in fact put into his hands. God doesn't need any help, but he often deliberately restrains his work until he has our participation. The miracle itself came from the hands of Jesus. Bread comes from grain, which has the power of multiplication and reproduction within itself. But grain is made into flour for bread. And for that to happen, the grain must be crushed, making it dead. You can multiply grain by planting it, but never by crushing it. No one ever multiplied wheat by planting flour. The greatness of Jesus is that he can bring life, even multiply life, from death, from that which is crushed. What a beautiful, powerful sign from Jesus. Think of what Jesus can bring from what you put into his hands today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.